Shalom, shalom, people of God. Shalom, shalom, people of God. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. We are in the studio, healing sermons and the prayer house. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let it rain, cause your rain. Let it fall on me. We are in your presence. Let it rain. Cause your rain, let it fall on me. The flow gave in abundance. Cause your rain to fall on me. We are in your presence. Let it rain. Cause your rain to fall on me. We have started, my brother, my sister, be connected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our God is good, and all the time our God is good. Yes, welcome, Neymar. We are in the house of a prayer. Our God is good, and all the time our God is good. Hallelujah. Be connected, people of God. Be connected. We have already started the service. Today it is another day the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has made for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. People of God, today we are going to pray. It is a midnight prayer. Yes, midnight prayer in South Africa. Midnight prayer from South Africa. It is a midnight time. We meet every Friday, yes, at midnight, and to pray. Yes, midnight time, it is the time for deliverance prayers. Today we are going to pray, people of God, based on the dreams of our sisters and brothers. Be connected, my brother, be connected, my sister, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves everyone. The desire of God, it is for you to be delivered. The desire of God, it is for you to be saved, to be blessed. People of God, it is time for prayer. I can see someone entering the house of a prayer. I can see someone entering the house of a prayer. I can see someone entering the house of a prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. My brother, my sister, the Bible is telling us that where 2, 3, the God that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost is among them. Yes. Raise up your voice, my brother, my sister. Begin to welcome the Spirit of God in your place. Welcome the Spirit of God in your place. Welcome the Spirit of God in your house. Welcome the Spirit of God in your house. Welcome the Spirit of God in your body, spirit, and soul. Begin to welcome. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, welcome the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, I welcome you in this studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Holy Ghost, I welcome you in this place. I welcome you in this studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Holy Ghost, I invite you to take control over my brother, over my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Ghost, I invite you to take control over my brother, over my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Continue to pray, my brother, my sister, pray like this. My Father, I invite your spirit by your mercy to take control over me. Pray like that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Invite the Spirit of God to take control over your body, spirit, and soul. Invite the Spirit of God to take control over your body, spirit, and soul. Invite, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, invite. Today it is your day. The Lord Jesus Christ is blessing someone. The Lord Jesus Christ is delivering someone. The Lord Jesus Christ is saving someone. The Lord Jesus Christ is blessing someone. The Lord Jesus Christ is protecting someone. Raise up your voice, pray again like this. My Father, let the dream of my brother and sister be an education for me. Let the dream of my brother and sister be the word of wisdom for me. Pray like that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I can see someone praying. Oh, Father, may the dream of my brothers and sisters, the dream that I'm going to listen to, may the dream of my brother and sister be an education for me. Be an education for me. Be a blessing for me. Be a blessing for me. Be an education for me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. People of God, today we are going to read the dreams of our brothers and sisters, and we're going to interpret those dreams by the grace of God. And after that, we are going to offer deliverance prayers based on those dreams. Remember to send your dream, my brother, my sister. Remember to send your dream. to Pastor Daniel Waxon to the following number, +27 62 791 6167 via WhatsApp. You send your dream, we're gonna meditate upon your dream and present your dream during the service like this. Your name will not be mentioned, but we're gonna read your dream, okay? We will read your dream and offer deliverance prayers based on your dream in order to bless everyone. Your dream is a blessing to me. Your dream is a blessing to my brother. Your dream is a blessing to my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Yes. My brother, my sister, where you are, may we take the Bible. We continue with our program. We continue with our program. We're going to take our Bible. Job chapter 27, from 14 to 19. Be connected. After reading the Word of God, we're going to now read the dreams and then pray. May the Holy Ghost, who knows how to pray, teach us this evening, this night, on the how to pray based on the dreams of our brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, where you are, may you take your Bible. Take your Bible. Yes. Job chapter 27, from 14 to 19, I read in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. However, many his children, their fate is the sword. His offspring will never have enough to eat. The plague will bury those who survive him, and the widows will not weep for them. Though he heaps up silver like dust and clothes like piles of clay, what he lays up, the righteous will wear. And the innocent will divide his silver. The house he built is like a moth cocoon, like a hut made by a watchman. He lies down wealthy, but will do so no more. When he opens his eyes, all is gone. Let us pray. My Father, marvelous and precious Father, I thank you, Jehovah King of Glory, for what you are busy doing in the life of my brother, in the life of my sister, in my life. You are the God of the living Word of God. Here we are, O Lord. Anoint my tongue, my lips, my mouth. Anoint the tongue, the lips, and the mouth of my brother and sister as we gather all here for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, say amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, where you are, may you applaud for the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Yes, people of God, we are going to read the dreams of our brothers and sisters and to pray. We continue our program. But remember, we have just read Job chapter 27 from 14 to 19. And God is busy advising us to live a good life. You and I, we need to live the life of purity, the purity of heart, good behavior, because whatever we do good, we reap good. Whatever we sow, we reap it. And Job chapter 27 from 14 to 19 is explaining the consequences that come to the agent of the devil, I mean to those who behave evil. Job chapter 27 from 14 to 19 explain the consequences that the agent of the devil receives. That's the point. And what we understand here in Job chapter 27 from 14 to 19 is that when the agent of the devil becomes evil in the presence of the children of God, he reaps evil. And the danger of the consequence that he's going to receive, it will not stop by him, but it will continue up to his children. That is what is the problem. I am introducing the prayer of today. It will continue up to his children. So the agent of the devil is can be a witch man, an agent of spirit of the devil, the agent of the devil. It can be a fetish person, a voodoo person, those witchcraft people. Those are agents of the devil. Job chapter 27 from 14 to 19 is explaining the consequences that the agent of the devil, they receive. Now, the consequences that they receive, it does not stop by them, but it continues up to the children, up to four generations. Job chapter 27 from 14 to 19 is explaining. Now, this is the introduction. You and I, we came from families. Many families, our ancestors, they did not know God, the true God. They did not know Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Many families, their ancestors, they did know the true God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They were serving evil God. They were worshiping evil God. They were worshiping the God of water. They were worshiping the God of sun, the God of moon, the God of lion, the God of river, the God of the forest. Do you understand? The God of elephant. They did not know the God that you and I, we are saving, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am introducing the prayers of today, so you will understand. My brother, my sister, you found yourself now in the situation. You found yourself in the situation. Welcome, Sister Shireen, be connected. Welcome, Kwachi. Welcome, Mbo Ewe. Be connected. We are in a house of prayers. Today, it is our day for deliverance. Be connected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are introducing the service of dream interpretation and prayer for deliverance based on dreams. Be connected, my brother, my sister, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Job chapter 27 from 14 to 19 introduces the consequences of agent of the devil. Our ancestors, they did not know, many of them, they did not know Jesus Christ. And they were behaving evil. That is where comes the problem. That is where comes the problem, my brother, my sister. We find ourselves in the situation, we find ourselves in troubles. You sleep, you have nightmare. You sleep, you have nightmare. You do the good job, but the result is negative. Many of these situations, we receive them, my brother, my sister, because of what's happening in the book of Job, chapter 27, from 14 to 19. Our ancestors, they opened door to the devil. They opened door to the devil. They opened door, and the devil has entered the family. But we have one God, the real one, the Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has the power to deliver, to save, to heal, to protect. That is where we are. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the one who is giving dreams. Dreaming is the gift of God. The ability to dream comes from God. Your dream may be bad or good, but understand this very well. The ability to dream comes from God. When you dream, whether the dream is bad or good, God wants you to pray based on the interpretation of the dream, based on the understanding of the dream. God wants you to pray. The book of Numbers chapter 12 from 1 to 8, the Bible is saying that God speaks to you through vision. He reveals himself through vision, and he speaks to you through dreams. That is a direct communication between you and God. It's happening in the dream. God may open your spiritual eyes and to understand who is your enemies and what is the plan of your enemies, then stand up and pray. God in the dream, he may show you his plan over your life for you to stand up and to claim it. Remember, Joseph in the Bible, he dreamt about his future. He explained the dream to his brothers. They hated him the more. He explained even the dream to his father. The father could not even believe him. How can the stars bow down? How can the stars bow down? He said, oh, we the father, we the parent, we will bow down before you. Someone, my brother, my sister, is not believing to your dreams. Someone, my brother, my sister, is not believing to your calling. Someone, my brother, my sister, is not believing to what God has given you to do. Carry on doing it until it will come to pass. Do not follow the critical behavior of people. Those are spirits of frustration. Are you with me? I want someone to say, yes, Pastor, I am with you. Write it down here and receive blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So you and I, we have understood Job chapter 27, explaining the consequences of evil doing. Our parents, they have done evil. Be blessed, Sister Shireen. Our parents, they have done evil. And you and I, we are reaping what they have done. But there is one thing. Jesus Christ of Nazareth died on the cross for you and I. You need only to stand up and to use the work of the cross as your inheritance in order to get out from the cage of the enemy, which our fourth parent, they have prepared against their generation. Do you understand? Our God is good. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Before we go to the next step, we are going to read dreams and to interpret dreams by the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, my brother, my sister, this month of September, what we do is to receive dreams of brothers and sisters. And we interpret the dreams, okay? We interpret the dreams by the grace of God, and we deliver deliverance prayers based on the dreams. Here are the dreams now. But before we do read the dreams, people of God, I would like you to pray like this. My Father, let the dream of my brother and sister be an education for me. Let the dream of my brother and sister be a warning to me. Let the dream of my brother and sister be the word of wisdom to me. Pray like that. Begin to pray. Let the dream of my brother and sister be a warning to me, an education to me, the word of wisdom to me. Yes, a lesson, a moral lesson to me. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. I can see someone praying like that. As you are praying like that, you receive blessing. You receive blessing. You receive blessing. You receive blessing. As you are praying like that, you receive blessing. You receive blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. The dream number one, my brother, my sister, here he is. Yes. Dream number one, people of God, it is a sister. One of our sisters sent the dream to Pastor Daniel Waxon. And the dream, this is not a dream, it is something real. The sister used to see from time to time the number 47 in the day. She used to see from time to time, in many occasions, the number 47. The number 47, 47. Okay? She used to see it from time to time. What is the meaning? Remember, what your brother and sister has seen or has dreamed or has dreamed, it is an education to you, a wisdom to you, a warning to you, experience to you, the word of wisdom to you. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. My brother, my sister, the number 47, why the sister is constantly saying, meaning of the number 47, prophetically speaking. That is what we need to understand, people of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Our God is good. And all the time, our God is good. Be connected. Yes. The number 47. Yes, the number 47, prophetically speaking, is the number of books. The number of books. Why? Because many books in the Bible have 47 chapter. That is the point number one you need to understand. The number 47. Many books in the Bible, they have 47 chapters. That is the point number one you need to understand. I am taking you somewhere for you to understand what God wanted to show to that sister. The number 47. Is the number of books. Many books in the Bible have 47 chapters. The number 47 in this point is the number of the details of the Word of God upon our lives. The number of the details of the Word of God upon your life, my sister, you have that dream. So it is the number of the details of the word of God upon your life. I explained this is point number one. And they said this very well. God, when he shows you 47, is trying to repeat something for you to understand what you are missing. You are missing a point which is very important. And God is now using 47 for you to understand that there is something that you are missing. The number 47, number 2, is the number of the identification, yes, the identification of the bride of Christ. Take note. The number 47 here becomes the number of the identification of the bride of Christ. So, you are, my sister, a bride of Christ, the church of Christ, the chosen one. So your way of living should be different from many other people. You must not be ordinary, okay, like many other people. You must be different. Remember in the Bible, Rachel was mentioned 47 times. Rachel, the wife of Jacob. Jacob loved so much Rachel. And Rachel here is the wife of Jacob. And the name Rachel was mentioned 47 times. Identification of the bride of Christ. Identification. There is a focus on the fact that you are the child of God. You must not live like many other people. Number 3, you need to understand, my sister. You have that dream. The number 47 is the number of attention. Attention to the instruction of God's word. You have been saying the number 47. It means that God is busy telling you that you need to pay attention. You need to pay attention. You are missing a point. You are missing something that is very important. Be careful, my sister. By the time you see the number 47, be careful, my brother. Be careful. The number 47 to close here on this interpretation is the number of books. Many books in the Bible have 47 chapters. The number 47 is the number of the details of the word of God upon your life. So God wants you to eat the word of God. God wants you to receive the word of God. God wants you to pay attention to his instruction. And the instruction of God is found on the word of God. Amen. Number 2, the number 47 is the identification of the bride of Christ, meaning that you are the bride of Christ. Your way of living must be different from others. Your way of praying, speaking, dressing, walking, working must be different. You are the bride of Christ, my sister, my brother. You are the bride of Christ, my sister, my brother. Number 3, the number 47 is the number of attention. Attention, okay, to the instruction of God's word. Meaning that, my sister, you have been seeing 47. It's maybe in the dream, in the vision, in the day. There is something you are missing. And when you miss that thing, you see the consequence. When you miss that thing, you see the consequence. Raise up your voice and pray like this. My Father, help me, O Lord. Receive your instruction. And to obey to your instruction, begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Help me, Jehovah. Receive your instruction. And to obey your instruction. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me, Jehovah, to receive your instruction and to understand your instruction. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray like that. Pray. You need to pray. You need to pray. for you to see it manifest in your life. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is sending his instruction to someone. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is sending his instruction to your life. As you pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is sending his instruction to you to change your way of behaving, to change your way of living, to change your way of talking, to change your way of praying, to change your way of dressing, to change your way of working, to change your way of walking, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Continue to pray again like this, my brother, my sister, pray. My Father, open my spiritual eyes to see your glory, to see your presence, to see your glory, to see your presence. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Be connected. We are praying based on dream number one. As you pray, the Lord Jesus Christ is opening your eyes. As you pray, the Lord Jesus Christ is opening your eyes. As you pray, the Lord Jesus Christ is opening your eyes. Pray. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Andrews, pray. The Lord Jesus Christ is opening your eyes. As you pray, the Lord Jesus Christ is opening your eyes. Yes, Ade Andrews, pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, Sister Shireen, pray. I see Gladys Moako. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Tumasi. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Tumasi. Pray. The Lord Jesus Christ is opening your eyes as you pray. Yes, blessing. Pray. I can see. Mon babe, pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Kwachi, pray. Sister Shireen, pray. Yes, name Mike, pray. The Lord Jesus Christ is opening your eyes. He's opening your eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. We continue pray again like this. My Father. Let my legs follow the highway of salvation. Follow the highway of breakthrough. Follow the highway of success. Let my legs follow the highway of success. The highway of breakthrough. The highway of salvation. The highway of breakthrough. The highway of deliverance, the highway of the word of God. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he's guiding your feet. He's guiding your feet. The word of God is the lamp to your feet. He's the light to your path. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, applaud for the Holy Ghost before you go to the dream number two. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Now we go to the dream number two. Be connected. This is serious. The dream number two is a sister who dreams and sees spider webs, and a big spider in her kitchen. That is in the dream. This is a dream. So in the dream, the sister who has sent me this dream, she said, Pastor, I dreamt. I was in the kitchen. Then I saw everywhere spider webs. And after that, I've seen a big spider in my kitchen. And then the spider webs trying to lock me down. That is a dream. It's a terrible and dangerous dream, my brother, my sister. This is serious. But what is good is this. Jesus Christ of Nazareth has given the dream to the sister for her to know what to do and how to pray. When you dream such a dream, the only thing to do is not to be afraid, but is to pray. Let us read, I have sent the biblical verse, please. Let us read Isaiah 49 from 5 to 6. I want you to understand something before you pray. What is the representation of the spider? The representation of the spider webs in the dream, spiritually speaking. Isaiah 59 from 5 to 6. I read in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Nazareth. They hatch the eggs of vipers and spin a spider's web. Whoever eats the eggs will die. And when one is broken, another is hatched. The cobwebs are useless for clothing. Please take this. The cobwebs are useless for clothing. They cannot cover themselves with what they make. Their deeds are evil deeds, and acts of violence are in their hands. My brother, my sister, we understand here that the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 59, from 5 to 6, he's telling us that the evil person, the agent of the devil, they are like a spider, using spider webs. The spider webs, they are like their house, okay? But they can't wear it. When they are walking, listen to, this is prophetic. When they are walking, they don't use the spider webs. The spider, when he's walking, he does not use his spider webs. Meaning what? Hypocrisy. You may have a friend, a brother, a sister who behaves like a spider. You're going to see him beautiful, but he has spider webs. By the time he reaches to his upper room for demonic prayer incantation, you will call the spirit of the person to enter the spider webs and to lock him down there. It's the spirit of suffocation. In the dream, when you dream spider webs, meaning that is a spirit of oppression, is the spirit of suffocation. The spirit of suffocation, the spirit of oppression coming from what? Coming from ancestral spirit. Coming from ancestral spirit is an ancestral spirit. The ancestral spirit wants you to behave as an hypocrite like them. Because ancestral spirit is hypocrite. They will give you a blessing in the left hand, then they will steal something good from you from the right hand. Ancestral spirit, hypocrite. So the spider webs, they represent that person in the family, that spirit in the family, the spirit of hypocrisy that is trying to cover you and to lock you down, for you not to stand up, for you not to raise up, for you not to succeed in your life. Spider webs. You understand, my sister, who had this dream. You were in your kitchen. The kitchen here represents blessing. The kitchen here represents financial blessing. The kitchen here represents prosperity. The kitchen here represents life of a woman. I am in a prophetic atmosphere. The kitchen here represents life of a woman. The kitchen here represents prosperity. The kitchen here represents life of a woman. Life of a woman, meaning a woman that is supposed to be married. You're supposed to be in the kitchen. You're supposed to be in the kitchen, a married woman. According to Proverbs chapter 30 or 31, I do remember. The woman is supposed to be married. And when the woman is married, his business will be in the kitchen. The kitchen here represents marriage. The kitchen here represents the life of a woman, the life of a bride, the life of a wife. But you are in the kitchen, and you see all around you spider webs, meaning suffocation, meaning oppression. There is a spirit that does not want you to get married. There is a spirit that does not want you to be at peace. There is a spirit that does not want you to prosper. There is a spirit that does not want you to be a person that people will respect. Now, the spider, who is the devil, the spider, who is your enemy, is now sending spider webs in the kitchen to suffocate your blessing, to suffocate your marriage, to suffocate your life, to suffocate your spirit. You will not succeed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Say this now. Start now praying. We begin to pray, my brother, my sister. Remember the prayer of your sister, not the dream of your sister, the dream of your brother. It is an education for you. It is a knowledge for you. It is a warning for you. It is the word of wisdom to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, raise up your voice and begin to pray. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me and deliver me from the spider webs. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. We have already started the prayer based on dream number 2. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Have mercy on me, O Lord. And deliver me from spider webs. Deliver me, Lord, from spiritual spider webs. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see you pray. You have to pray, my brother, my sister. Repeat this prayer. Deliver me by your mercy from the spider webs. I can see spider webs in my kitchen. I can see spider webs in my office. Oh, Lord. I can see spider webs in my room. I can see spider webs in my bedroom. I can see spider web in my office. I can see spider webs in my way where I walk, in my street, to work, to business. I can see spider webs everywhere in my house, oh Lord. I see spider webs when I enter the house, at my door. Spider webs, they are everywhere. Deliver me from spider webs. Deliver me from spider webs. Pray. Deliver me from spider webs. Deliver me, O Lord, from spider webs. Deliver me, Jehovah, from spider webs. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. 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 Pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Deliver me, O Lord, from these spider webs. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is delivering someone from spider webs. As you pray, be delivered from spider webs. As you pray, be delivered from spider webs. As you pray, be delivered from spider webs. Be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. We continue to pray, be connected. Listen to me, my brother, my sister. The Bible is telling us that you and I, we have the sword of the Spirit. Apostle Paul has explained to us that there is a sword of the Spirit. There is the sword of the Spirit. And the sword of the Spirit is stronger than any other sword. Because the sword of the Spirit can cut anything you want to cut. The knife that you have, you can cut meat. Okay? By the sword of the Spirit, it will cut meat, it will cut everything, it will cut even the spirit. It will even cut inside the heart of someone, meaning that it will cut the evil spirit, the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit, my brother, my sister, is the word of God. The word of God. Now pray like this. My Father, by your word, I am holding right now in my right hand the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. Repeat this prayer. The sword of the Spirit. I am holding it right now in my right hand. The sword of the Spirit. The word of God. The sword of the Spirit. I am holding it right now in my right hand. Raise up your right hand, my brother, my sister. Raise up your right hand, my brother, my sister. Yes. And then in your spirit, begin to believe that you are now holding the sword of the Spirit. You are now holding a sword. A sword. This sword is more powerful than any other sword. The sword of the Spirit. Hold it in your right hand. Now pray like this. By the power of the word of God. By the power of the sword of the Spirit. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. I begin to cut off every spider webs, every spider webs, every spider webs in my house, 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 in my kitchen, 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 in my office, in my office, in my bedroom, in my bedroom. Begin to cut, cut it off, cut it off, cut it off, cut it off. Cut off the spider webs. 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 Cut off. Cut. Cut off. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. My brother, my sister, you are holding the sword of the Spirit. Be connected by faith. Be connected by faith. Be connected in the Spirit. Cut off. Cut off. Cut off. Yes, manifest the anger of the Spirit of God. Cut cut off the spider webs. I begin to cut off the spider webs in my office, at my doors, 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 in my office, in my bedroom, in my bedroom, in my lounge, in my lounge, in my office, in my office, in my kitchen, in my kitchen, in my kitchen, in my kitchen. I cut off, I cut off, I cut off the spider webs, the spider webs, the spider webs, the spider webs, the spider webs. Cut it off, 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 cut it off. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We are about to finish, my brother, my sister. Be connected. Pray again like this. Oh Lord, I call upon the power of the blood of Calvary. I call upon the power of the blood of Calvary to wash my body, to wash my spirit, to wash my soul. Begin to wash your body, wash your spirit and soul by the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, Sister Shireen, wash your face. Wash your face. Because the spider, my brother, my sister, the spider when they come, they send the spider webs. Okay, to suffocate, to give bad luck, sickness and disease, and to change your face to disappointment. Wash your face with the blood of Jesus Christ. Wash your face with the blood of Jesus Christ. Wash your face with the blood of Jesus Christ. Wash your body, wash your spirit with the blood of Jesus Christ. I wash my body, my spirit and soul with the blood of Jesus Christ. I begin to wash. I wash my body. I wash my spirit. I wash my soul with the blood of Jesus Christ. Begin to wash. I wash my face. I remove the spider webs from my face. Remove, Brother Danfeld, pray. Remove the spider webs. I remove the spider webs from my face, from my body, from my hair, from my face, from my eyes, from my mouth. Remove the spider webs by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remove. Thank you, Lord. Remove the spider webs. Yes, I can see Sister Shireen wants to call. Remove the spider webs by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Remove the spider webs. I remove it from my face, from my house, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I remove the spider webs from my face. I clean my face by the blood of Jesus Christ. Clean your face. Clean your body. Clean your face. Wipe your face. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Wipe your face. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Wipe your face. Wipe your face by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, the last prayer before we end, my brother, my sister. Say, my father, send the fire of Elijah the prophet. My father, send the fire of Elijah the prophet to begin to burn to ashes every spider that has been prepared against my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Pray like that. Pray. Send the fire of Elijah the prophet. To burn to ashes every spider sent against you, every spider sent against my body, every spider sent against my spirit, every spider sent against my soul, receive fire of the Holy Ghost. 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 Fire! Holy Ghost 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 fire! In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, begin to break the house of the spider. Break the house of the spider. Break the house of the spider. Your house, your business has been locked there. Your destiny has been locked there. Everything of yours that you don't receive, my brother, my sister, those things that you do not receive, you have been looking for those things. You don't receive them. They are locked in the house of the spider. In the house of the spider, begin to break the house. I break the house. I break the house. I break the house. The house of the spider, the house of the spider, made of spider webs, made of spider webs, made of spider webs. I break the house, I break the house, I break the house, I break the house. You spider, you spider, you spider, you evil spider, lose your grip, lose your power, lose your power, lose your grip, lose your power. By the blood of Jesus Christ, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, lose your power, lose your power. Release my blessing, 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 release my blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you foolish spider, wherever you are, wherever you are, in the bush, in the bush, in the bush, in the forest, in the forest, in the dam, in the dam, in the dam, in the pot, in the pot, in the sea, in the ocean, in the ocean, in the graveyard, in the graveyard, in the graveyard. I destroy you, 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 by the power of the fire of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I destroy your house, I destroy your house. Release my blessing, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I can see someone being delivered. I can see someone blessing being delivered. I can see someone destiny being delivered. I can see someone destiny being delivered. I can see someone blessing being delivered. Yes, 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 yes. Begin to say thank you, Jesus Christ. We have finished. Say thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah, for your blessing. Thank you, Jehovah, for your blessing. Thank you, Jehovah, for your blessing. Thank you, Jehovah, for your deliverance. My blessing is free. My marriage is free. My life is free. My health is free. My career is free. My business is free. My destiny is free. My ministry is free. My ministry is free. My blessing is free. My family is free. My career is free. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Pray. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Begin to say, thank you, Jesus Christ. Bless the Holy Ghost. Bless the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is teaching you how to pray. You can see how the Holy Ghost has taught you how to pray. Don't forget to repeat this prayer. Don't forget to download this service. Write down this prayer. Repeat this prayer. Pray along with the Pastor Daniel Waxon. Do it all this week. You the dreamer, you the dreamer, the author or the owner of this dream, my sister, my brother, understand this very well. Repeat these prayers. Repeat these prayers. All this week, 7 days, repeat this prayer. Download the service, repeat these prayers. Pray along with the Pastor Daniel Waxon. Say thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Bless the Holy Ghost. Bless the men of God. Bless the men of God. I want to read you. I want to read you. I want to read you. Bless the Holy Ghost. Bless the men of God. Bless your body, your spirit, and soul. Bless your family, your marriage. Bless your project. Bless your project. Jesus Christ. Jesus, the God of deliverance. Jesus, the God of a prophecy. Jesus, the God of a healing. Jesus, the God of a dream interpretation. Jesus, Lord, be blessed, my brother, my sister. We have finished. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. Should you have any dream, do not hesitate to send it via WhatsApp to the following number, +27 62 791 6167. Remember, we are in a house of prayer, healing sermons, and a prayer house on Podbean. You can install this mobile app by downloading the mobile app called Podbean on your Play Store. Download Podbean mobile app. Then after installation, type or search healing sermons. You will see Pastor Daniel Waxon. Click follow. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. I bless Sister Shireen Solomon that I see here. I bless Mama Giselle who is with me in this studio. Amen. I bless Brother Dan Fett in the name of Jesus Christ who is with us in this studio. I bless Sister Gladys Amaoka. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, I bless Andrews in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, I bless everyone following these prayers via their PC. I bless to Mercy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, all blessing, Jesus Christ loves you. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I bless born baby, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I bless Mass, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless everyone who gonna share this service. Everyone who will share this service to others, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And you who gonna repeat these prayers after the publication, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to download these prayers and pray along with Pastor Daniel Waxon. I declare this, be delivered, and be delivered. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ, for what you have done in the life of my brother, in the life of my sister, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.